and infected almost 70 people. Most of the exposed humans are farm workers who've been directly exposed to sick cattle or poultry. Egg and turkey farm groups have been calling for a vaccine, citing the severe economic toll it's taken on farmers after wiping out their flocks. In December, USDA reported infected dairy herds in California and Texas. The USDA's Farm Service Agency is reminding producers, including dairy producers impacted by H5N1, that the deadline to apply for assistance through the ELAP program is January 30th. The Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program funds are for losses due to specific adverse conditions that occurred in 2024. The ELAP program provides an important financial safety net, helping our producers rebound from weather and disease impacts that are out of their control and not part of their operations' ordinary risk profile, says Zach Duchesne, FSA administrator. These events threaten producers' economic viability, so it's important that USDA provides support. ELAP provides relief to eligible producers to assist with losses that aren't covered by other FSA disaster programs. Producers wanting to apply for ELAP assistance for calendar year 2024 should contact the FSA at their nearest USDA service center by January 30th. To find a service center, you can visit farmers.gov. Farm bill work hasn't even started, but the new Senate GOP majority already has SNAP and the related thrifty food plan in its crosshairs. The farm bill food stamp fight that blocked a Senate deal last year is showing its teeth again, but now with unified GOP government control that could yield the first budget since 2016. Senior Senate Republican and new budget panel member John Cornyn could play a key role in fashioning spending cuts this year, including for farm bill programs Democrats fought for last year.
By simply reducing payment errors for SNAP payments, for example, we could save an estimated $100 billion. By implementing a real work requirement for means-tested programs like Congress did back during the Clinton presidency, we could save an incredible amount of money for the American people.
The House Ag Committee tried last Congress and earlier to tighten SNAP requirements and in a new farm bill push to end secretarial discretion to boost benefits. Texas conservative Cornyn touched on that.
Or we could repeal the controversial 2021 thrifty food plan that would save as much as $300 billion. You know, we're talking about real money, Mr. President.
Republicans slammed Ag Secretary Vilsack for upping pandemic SNAP benefits under the plan by some $250 billion without congressional approval. Democrats claimed he had that authority under the 2018 Farm Bill, but the committee passed House GOP Farm Bill backed by a handful of Democrats would have allowed only inflationary SNAP increases. The USDA will begin rebuilding its bird flu vaccine stockpile to make it match the current strain of the virus running through commercial flocks and wild birds. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says the outbreak started in 2022 and has killed over 130 million birds, affecting commercial, backyard, and wild birds in all 50 states. In a press release, USDA says the U.S. had built poultry vaccine stocks after the last major outbreak in 2014 and 2015. Bird flu is also affecting U.S. dairy cattle herds and infected almost 70 people. Most of the exposed humans are farm workers who've been directly exposed to sick cattle or poultry. Egg and turkey farm groups have been calling for a vaccine, citing the severe economic toll it's taken on farmers after wiping out their flocks. In December, USDA reported infected dairy herds in California and Texas. The USDA's Farm Service Agency is reminding producers, including dairy producers impacted by H5N1, that the deadline to apply for assistance through the ELAP program is January 30th. The Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program funds are for losses due to specific adverse conditions that occurred in 2024. The ELAP program provides an important financial safety net, helping our producers rebound from weather and disease impacts that are out of their control and not part of their operations' ordinary risk profile, says Zach Duchesne, FSA administrator. These events threaten producers' economic viability, so it's important that USDA provides support. ELAP provides relief to eligible producers to assist with losses that aren't covered by other FSA disaster programs. Producers wanting to apply for ELAP assistance for calendar year 2024 should contact the FSA at their nearest USDA service center by January 30th. To find a service center, you can visit farmers.gov.